RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Good morning, golfers. Your tee time awaits. It's the Tee to Green Golf Show here on WGR Sports Radio 550. Got a thought on the PGA Tour? Want help with your swing? Give the show a call at 803-0550.
Tee to Green is being presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Custom Turf. Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
A hole in one, not big.
Now it's time to talk golf. Here are your hosts, Brian Cozio, Kevin Sylvester, and PGA Pro Jeff Minas.
Good morning, everybody, here on another beautiful Saturday in Western New York. We welcome you in to your only spot for local golf talk, Tee to Green, live and on the air here on WGR Sports Radio 550. I'm Brian Colziel. Kevin Sylvester is at the Memorial this week on PGA Tour Live. We'll get to Kevin later on in the show. With me, as always, PGA Pro Jeff Minas. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning. Kev doesn't get to play with us today because he's out of town.
I know.
Disappointing for him.
He's been working hard. I was listening to him on the stream.
When you say working hard and Kevin in the same sentence, I kind of chuckle sometimes. Yeah, he's got the greatest job in the history of the world, I think, by the way.
He does a great job. Other than playing on tour, he's right there.
Yeah, he's got a really good. It was interesting to go to the PGA Championship with him, and I'm all excited about the buzz and everything going around. And Kev's like, this was just another work week for me. So, yeah.
Yeah, walking around, he couldn't stop like looking at, okay, where's the ball in the fairway? I'm like, right. Kev, you don't have to worry about the yardage this week. You're just walking with me right now.
He's not in between the ropes, which has got to be weird too.
Yeah, we are live this morning at the Golf Dojo here on Transit Road, Williamsville officially.
Williamsville 14221. Yes,
that's right.
Suite 5.
We're happy to be here. We'll be speaking with co-owner Tom Coppola in just one moment. Coming up on the show today. We've got Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges, not far from here as well, just down the road, coming up at 7:30. We'll talk with the great Western New York PGA Pro there with Pat about what you can do equipment-wise to get yourself the best you need to be ready for your game. 7:45, we mentioned Kevin Sylvester. He's working this week on PGA Tour Live on the ESPN Plus stream if you want to watch him. Kevin is broadcasting there from the Memorial, which is very good. Got some good storylines. which we'll talk about too with Kevin coming up. Got some interesting news and notes. Phil Mickelson has been running his mouth a lot this week on Twitter, so we'll give you a couple of his thoughts. And Jeff, I got a couple of things that I want to ask you about, including Padraig Harrington's thoughts about using a rangefinder all the time out on the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour events, and also what John Daly's normal diet is during a 18-hole round, which
I've experienced maybe a John Daly afternoon once, so I might have a story about that also.
Good. We can add into that.
Yes.
And a PGA Tour winner got kicked out of a Calcutta at a club that he used a different name for to get in on, so that we'll have that a little later.
It was a high money Calcutta too. It wasn't. Yeah, that's a great story, by the way.
Well, that's all coming up. But let's say good morning to Tom Coppola here, the co-owner of My Golf Dojo. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having us.
It's always great to have you here.
Yeah, we're set up here in Bay Number 4.
Bay Number 4. Yep.
Of the five. Our T to Green Studios is back around where where Bay Number 5 is, but a very, very busy, I know, winter and spring for you guys. We were here back in March doing a show. Excited to be back here now in early June. What was the winter and spring like for you?
Yeah, it was, as Jeff knows better than anybody, it really was an incredible first year for us, a first season through the winter season of golf, as we like to call it around here. I think that we found a model that works for people. People really like the idea of going on, booking a time, coming in, closing the doors. The memberships exploded through the winter, and so that was great for us. And as Jeff always said, he really feels that these are his members now.
Yeah, it's become a club. Yeah. Well, we have members, and people come in every day. You get to know them.
And
yeah.
Jeff, for those that don't know here, you should obviously mention your affiliation with Golf Dojo as well. You are the pro, right?
Yeah, the PGA Director of Golf, whatever my title might be. But but we created a really cool space where I think people walk in. It's comfortable. It's fun. It's different. You know, it's not outdoor golf, but it's preferable for a lot. You got an hour. You want to get your, you know, all that stuff. It's great for me for teaching. I never have to go out in the wind or the weather or cancel a lesson, and I get to use all the best technology, and you know, I have a nice controlled environment. People like it. You can close the doors. They have a nice private lesson, and you'd think we'd be slowing down during the summer, but we're still quite busy.
As we were saying just before the show started, we still have we have this niche of folks that are coming in at night that have an hour to give. You know, all of our members have 24/7 access, and so they just fob in. They use their time just like a boutique gym. That really was the model that we were looking for. And so it's interesting to watch how many people are still coming, especially in the evenings. Listen, we all want to be outside playing golf right now.
We're going to be in a couple hours. We're excited
to do it. But it's nice that there's another opportunity, or if we can't get off the tee today, that we can come back and maybe work on it or something.
You know, what's fun for me about it too is we get the plus four handicaps trying to get their numbers and get a lot of them to get the, and then we got the kids. They're sharing a set of clubs. You know, they've got a couple drinks in there, whatever, and they come in and they're playing a golf course, and there's a bunch of laughs and giggles, and we get everything in between. So it's been a fun place to work.
So, just for those maybe that are unfamiliar with what is maybe different and unique about, you mentioned the membership setup, and also just even to the physical aspect of it being different, closing the door sort of thing. So tell everybody what's unique about this place. There are obviously some great simulator options all across Western New York. And, you know, we're supporting of golf everywhere, as everybody knows here with Tee to Green, but just what's different about this place.
Yeah, and we feel the same way. You know, there are great experiences all over Western New York in the winter for you to hit balls, whether it's the Dome or you know, the links up
Niagara
Falls. It's just a different experience. So here, for $20 a month, you can join. You get a booking window, club storage in the back here. So if you want to keep your clubs here, which I was stunned at how many guys really wanted to use that this winter.
70, 80 sets of clubs
right
there.
As you said, you come in, you close the doors. It's your time. It's your space. Whether you're a guy who wants to just grind it out and get all of your numbers, or it's your weekend warriors that showed up and just wanted to continue that camaraderie that they had over the summer and the winter. And so we really do think that model works. We also had a $200 a month model, membership plus, which was essentially prepaid hours with all of the other benefits in a larger booking window, 14 days out instead of 10. And then, of course, we're open to the public, right? And so 7 days in advance, anybody can book from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. right now and enjoy their time here.
And Jeff, I know you said you had done some teaching, but the nice aspect too is If you want to come and just, you know, work on your game more in a private setting, you can do so. If you want to bring friends and make it more of a social thing, you can do that too in terms of how the bays are set up.
You know, it's nice for beginners if you're trying to learn the game because there isn't the pressure of the group behind you. You can make a mistake and the ball's still right there, you know, and you can hit. And it's private, so they can close the doors. And you know, there is a self-conscious aspect to golf when you're on the driving range giving somebody a lesson or warming up for a round. Or imagine the pressure on the first tee when you're a new golfer and everybody's watching. Well, it's a good way to kind of bridge that for a lot of people. We've noticed that. But yeah, it's I lost track of your question there, but I was just thinking that's what makes it unique here, and that's what we're finding. And the business does well, and people seem to enjoy the simplicity of it. You know, we don't have a liquor license. You can bring your food in. So yeah,
I think too. But you mentioned it. I mean, everybody that plays, especially amateurs, like if someone's watching you for whatever reason, Tom, like. You have a little different feeling. I know Jeff, as an instructor and as a pro, you would tell people that obviously you wouldn't want to have that, but it's inevitable. So to have a private setting and a private bay all to yourself, I think is
Learn and to make those baby steps to get yourself into the game. Yeah, and it's fun.
And the other thing that's great too is Jeff gave a ton of lessons over the winter. I keep saying it every time I'm on. I think he's the best teacher in Western New York, and he really is someone that you want to come in and spend an hour with, and you're going to get better in that hour. He's going to tell you a couple of quick tips. And so he could be in Bay 4 here giving a lesson to somebody who's new to golf, and there can be someone who's in a TrackMan tournament in Bay 2, and you don't even hear each other. And so that's a really good experience, I think, for everybody.
And we got the fifth bay with the big putting green in there and another TrackMan over there, which is, you know, another private bay. It's just about twice as big as the other bays with a really big putting. So some people prefer that.
Yeah, we found in January that there really was a need. We were booked up. We worked with Custom Turf, our friends here, you know, who obviously a sponsor
Steve
of the show,
show
as well. We had an auxiliary room that's totally private. So it's a members-only bay, which is great. Custom Turf fit it in an unbelievable way. You close the door behind you there, and you really are private. And it is a big suite, its own putting green, the Tita Green Studios as well.
Yes. Yeah.
We are at My Golf Dojo here with co-owner Tom Coppola and PGA Pro Jeff Metis. I'm Brian Koziel. Thanks for being with us here on WGR. All right, so I know that during the summer, obviously, maybe some different opportunities for you to come in here. So just what's the setup for the summer like? Even somebody listening that said, hey, you know, maybe the course is jammed this weekend. I want to come in and hit. Like, what are some other options here during the summer?
Yeah, no, so it's so funny you say that. If you woke up today and you don't have a tee time, you may have a hard time getting one. And so if you need a tee time, this is the place to do it, right? Oh, yeah. You can go online. You can book it right now. You can spend the afternoon here and get some golf in. The other thing, too, is I say this all the time. It's a great place to pivot. If you have a game set up and you're ready to play and all of a sudden it's pouring on a Saturday and you don't want to give up golf with your buddies, it's a great time to go on and book it. And of course, late at night, sun goes down, you still want to play some golf, this is a great place to do it as well.
And I think people misunderstand. It's per bay. You don't pay per person.
That's right.
So if you bring five people in, you're still paying for the hour. You're not paying for five people.
What else on TrackMan besides just playing a course can you do, Jeff? I know there's a lot of options, right?
Yeah, there's a range option, which is what I typically use for teaching. It gives you all your data, your launch angle, your spin rate, your carry, your total, one of the things we use a lot is a low point distance for your club and all this. And there's so much you can do in that. And then there's a games portion where you can play these kids games, trying to hit, you know, rubber ducks out of a pond and everything up. And then there's the courses, and then you can play tournaments. So there's a network of tournaments that are nationwide with TrackMan. You can pay or have free ones and join in and compete against people if you want. So there's a million options. It's actually, we just got an update this week, so I'm exploring some of the new options that they put in there. But it's a great tool. It's the premium tool in the industry, and that's why we're using it, and it works great in this environment.
Another thing that I think is great, too, for the summer is that if you're looking for a place, a unique place for a party, right, whether it's a birthday party, a bachelor party, something where you want to do something with dad for Father's Day, but he no longer can get out on the course. We've had a number of those kind of inquiries lately. We're happy to host you. We're happy to have you bring a caterer in if you want to rent the entire facility. And so if you email us, go right on our website, mygolfdojo.com. You can get all of that information as well.
And the bays can be interconnected too, which is kind of cool. Yep. There's sliding doors in between them.
Yeah, to kind of open it up to give you, if you've got a bigger party, to do that. That's great. So, Tom, you're going to stick with us here. We got a couple of headlines from golf here. I know you love talking golf. Let's start with what Phil Mickelson has been doing all week, which seems to be constantly. talking and running his mouth here. It's been an interesting week for him.
Is he getting weirder as he gets older?
Yes. Yes. Definitely.
I mean, we all get a little weirder as we get older, I know, but he's saying some weird stuff lately.
So a lot more over the, you know, since the PGA, just talking about Liv and just, you know, that he keeps saying more will come out. I know things that people don't know, all these sort of things. But yesterday made a comment about McIlroy. And, you know, if you said what player has been the voice of the PGA Tour and what player has been the voice of Liv, it's probably Rory and Phil, right? McIlroy talking yesterday at the memorial after his round, just talking again about just like, you know, hey, this is why I took the time off after the Masters. I was a little worn out. You know, it's been stressful. He has, you know, at the PGA, we know we mentioned Rory's been trying to take a step back from kind of being that voice. Like, look, I got to focus on my golf here. And he's been close, but he still hasn't won. And we know it's been the major drought for a player his caliber. We know, I'm sure it's getting to him. Mickelson responded yesterday to a soundbite of McIlroy just talking about saying how, like, you know, he's trying to manage everything that goes into being what is Rory McIlroy now. And Mickelson's tweet was, quote, as worn out as McIlroy was after the Masters and his need for an offseason, Liv would be perfect for him. Problem is, I don't think there's a team that wants him on it because they'd have to deal with all of his BS.
Yeah, I you know, if I was in a four-man scramble and Rory wanted to be, yeah, sorry, you might get dumped, Brian, for Rory. Mm-hmm. That's it just seems like a smarmy, cruddy, backhanded comment. And also, Rory's at a level far above Phil Mickelson and his demands on his time for anywhere he goes. I mean, being at the PGA for the week, just when the poor guy tries to walk across the bridge to get to the range, it's chaos. And that's his life everywhere he goes. Mickelson's not worrying about that on Liv. And he does have a point. I mean, that is, you know, I guess in theory why those guys may have gone in that direction. And there's guaranteed money. I don't think it's going to make a difference to Rory. He's never going to. He's never going to switch. That's not the way he's wired, or he'll compete.
I think when we think about the history of golf, we're going to look at this moment as a flashpoint, right? And there really was growth, and what has come out of the Liv,
the competition,
yeah, is real for the PGA Tour, and it's been unbelievable.
It's been good in a couple ways for sure.
Yeah, but it's incredible to think how far Phil's reputation, or just what he has become in the last 5 years. 5 years ago, all the rumors were that he was going to replace Nick Faldo in the booth, right? For the biggest tournaments in the world.
Yeah, talking Ryder Cup captain, stuff like that. Yeah.
And now he's this kind of lone wolf, odd guy. And he's still playing good golf.
Very good.
That's what's incredible is we're not talking about his golf even past 50. We're talking about kind of the goofy things that he says, and it's just too bad.
You know, at the PGA, he was the last guy there in the rain on Saturday. He was there late night. He had a guy holding an umbrella over him when he wasn't hitting shots. He had the two gloves on. He's still grinding. Very skinny. Looks thin and gaunt. Doesn't look as healthy as maybe he looked, but I think he's trying to, whatever, he's doing something with his health. But you're right. That point that where he was golf for a while, and now he's become a pariah over there in Saudi Arabia is what most people perceive of him now, and he's not helping that image with his comments, as opposed to maybe the way Brooks Koepka handles it versus the way Phil Mickelson's handling it. You can make more flies with honey than you do with vinegar, and he's not going that route.
Mickelson's career, I feel like, has been a roller coaster in terms of maybe the likability factor, even what his fellow players have been like. There was a while there where there was always, is Mickelson liked on tour? Is it just a whole front that he does in public? Is he really, you know, off the course? Is he somebody different? You know, kind of this up and down. For a while, of course, he was also carried with the stigma that he couldn't win the big one. He didn't win the majors. Then he finally broke through with the Masters, got more majors. You know, then he wins a British Open, a PGA, and things are, you know, obviously more Masters. He's trending in the right direction. And then I think the peak of his golf life, when he wins that PGA Championship 2 years ago at age 52, becomes the oldest ever.
It'd be the peak of anybody's golf life.
Yeah. He out-duels Koepka and wins at Kiawah Island and wins the PGA. And, like, he's on top of the golf world. And for him, that's the peak of, I think, his golf life at that point, other than maybe when he won the Masters. But popularity-wise, likability-wise, it seemed as though even all the players were kind of even embracing Phil's, you know, quirks with, hey, I'm gonna talk smack on the tee with you, and we're gonna have a bad, and all these sort of, like, everything was kind of just, oh, everything's great, and then, phew, all of a sudden, boy, what a change.
Which, yeah,
you think of the mid 2000s, right, and when some of the likability on Tiger, people weren't sure about, right, and how Phil was the man of the people. And when he breaks through in 2004 and finally wins the Masters, all of those things, it's incredible to think of, as you said, kind of his journey in golf. And It's too bad because I hope eventually he can come back and they get to a place where he's a legend of the game. He would have been an honorary starter at the Masters.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable. Forever.
It must not matter to him. The money must be that much more important to him because, if I'm 52 years old, he's made hundreds of millions of dollars in his life, and he's got a nice life. Why do I need that much more? I guess that's how I would look at it. And seeming to chase that money and everything else has kind of tainted what was a really, really, really wonderful career.
Yeah, and we've seen stories, is the gambling debt, was that a piece of it? Who knows? Has he been battling with the PGA Tour for years, and maybe this was an opportunity to kind of push it out? I mean, we know that there have been changes in the PGA Tour, and there will be more for next year. These elevated events, for some of them, won't even have a cut, which is what LIV decided to do right away, and paying these higher-end players. I mean, we did it last week on our podcast. We mentioned, hey, Rahm and Scheffler, who have been the best two players this year on the PGA Tour, Jeff, they're, this week they're going to go past probably $15 million for the season, and we're at the halfway point. So they're trending towards having like a $30 million season. Now, when it comes to other professional sports, it seems in line, Tom. I mean, the top players in the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, like they're probably making more than $30 million. I mean, we look at the star quarterbacks are making 40 and 50 right now in the NFL. NBA players, even if you're, average starter on your team, you're making $20 million. So for Rahm and Scheffler to be the best in the world, for them to be maybe making between 25 and 30 doesn't seem out of line.
No, it seems kind of in line with all of it. And golf's in a great spot with all of this young talent, and it's unbelievable to watch every week and see these new guys come up. You think about where Scheffler was 3 years ago to where he is
Did
today.
Did you know who he was
right?
3 years ago?
It's unbelievable. But yet, he had been part of that group of guys that kind of came up together. Right. And so, you talk about Jon Rahm, his connection to Phil, right? Tim Mickelson was his coach in college. Phil has been a mentor to him. And so these interconnectedness of golf continues. And, as goofy as he is, as difficult as some of the transition has been, I think golf's in an unbelievable place right now.
And we only see, our perceptions are based on the media perceptions and what we vision. We don't know what goes on. And we don't know what he's saying. We don't know what he's like having a beer over at the bar. So, a lot of this is us just conjecturing on what might be going on. But, a lot of times perception's reality. I do think in the long run it's made the PGA Tour and golf better. I like what they're doing with these college kids, getting them in. I like the way the Korn Ferry Tour is building these players, and they're getting graduating, and they're becoming great. Scottie Scheffler, all these other guys. Victor Hovland, there's people from all over the world. One of the cool things for me at the range was, everybody has a perfect swing, so those are the easy swings to watch. It was cool to watch how many unique swings there are on the tour also. And guys like Victor Hovland and even Scottie Scheffler, they have funky, funk in their moves. And that also brings to the tapestry, I guess, that makes golf fun. And watching these people from all over the world and 8 million ways to play great. Yeah,
watching Scottie Scheffler just regularly, how his feet both are not even like on the ground when he's making God, his right foot like swoops through like he's kicking a soccer ball almost. It's weird.
And you think if you got him at 15, you'd be like, hey, we got to fix that footwork, buddy. Yeah, right. He might not be any good today. So, yeah.
We are live here at My Golf Dojo on Transit Road in Williamsville. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro, Jeff Metis. Jeff, of course, the pro here as well. And we're with co-owner Tom Coppola for a few more minutes here as we rip around some of the storylines in the golf world. We've been mentioning Scheffler. Interesting stat. He's really struggling with the putter at the Memorial this week. He's been struggling with the putter over the past few weeks. We'll talk to Kevin about that coming up at 7:45. Here's an interesting stat on Scheffler. He's finished top four in 10 of his last 18 starts, so still playing very well.
Yes.
He won the Players. He won the Phoenix Open, the Waste Management Open. He's number one in almost every ball-striking category that there is right now, statistically, analytics-wise.
With that footwork.
He's been in the top 10 in both majors at the Masters and the PGA, despite, quote, struggling, two top 10s, and he's ranked number one in the world. But his putter right now has been really, really bothering him. Comparison here, just a stat I saw from Kyle Porter from CBS, who covers the PGA Tour. He says, Brant Snedeker, a name we would know.
He never causes any ruckuses.
No. He says he hasn't played a PGA Tour event in 8 months. He's made one cut in the last 50 weeks. He had his sternum rebuilt in December. He started hitting balls again in April. And Snedeker is ahead of two on Scheffler on the scoreboard this week. It just shows how golf, like, just You never know, right, Jeff?
Brant Snedeker. Snedeker. I was mixing him up with what's his name on the Golf Channel for a second because they look similar. Yeah, it is interesting. You just sometimes you make one good swing in a round of golf. You know, you sometimes as a player, you know you're close, and then you just make that one move, and everything falls into a groove, and then the confidence comes, right? In any sport, you need confidence. If you're a quarterback, you probably want to have confidence wherever you're delivering that ball. Same thing as a player. When I'm sitting up on the tee, and if I'm feeling really confident, that's a way different way to play than if I have no idea where this golf ball is going. That's a, that becomes a long day, and something with Snedeker, you know, just the probably the excitement of getting back out on the tour and competing again, that rush must be a great feeling for him.
I'm hoping that my first swing today, Jeff, is that confidence building swing. But if it's not,
we'll fix it.
I'm going to put you to work.
Well, you can gain confidence through the round. That's the thing. Like, you might hit 10 bad drives in a row, and all of a sudden you just rope one, and it's like, ooh, that's what it feels like. And then that move never leaves you for a year or two sometimes. So it's great.
One thing we've also talked about on the show many times, pace of play, how to improve pace of play. Patrick Harrington yesterday says, after using the rangefinder for the last 2 weeks at the PGA Championship and now at the Senior PGA Championship, I've come to realize that we should be using them in all tournaments. They really help with pace of play when players are out there, especially in a position with an awkward yardage. And then he put DP World Tour and PGA Tour in that tweet as well, because those tours don't allow it. Now, Jeff, you know,
those are PGA events.
As a PGA of America event, the PGA Championship and the Senior PGA, and you being a PGA pro here, what's your stance on that? Do you think they should be able to use rangefinders all the time?
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I can't imagine something that seems sillier than not letting them use rangefinders. They get more contracts, by the way. They can have that. But, you know, it would speed up play. You know, they have yardage books. They can figure out any yardage they want. They got they've got yardages from the other fairways on each of those holes. They laser everything before the rounds. All it would do is speed up play. I mean, I was at the PGA. You're watching these caddies pace off, look for a sprinkler head in the rough, mark it. You know, it may sound silly, but if everybody just had their lasers, and you can get the yardage to the front lip of the bunker or to that tree or to that guy or whatever it is, it certainly would speed up play. It seems like an antiquated trope of the old game. We're moving with technology in every sport. We don't want to embrace it too much with distance with the golf ball, but this is something that seems to make sense.
How long did we talk about a pitch clock in baseball, and how much better is baseball now, right?
Great point.
It's these kinds of things that it's not an overhaul of the game. It's not something that changes the game. It's just something that makes it more enjoyable for the viewer and frankly, probably for the player.
Oh, definitely for the players. Anybody like 5.5 hour rounds?
And I think your point's valid. They've got so much information in their yardage book. They do during practice rounds.
There's no advantage being gained.
These caddies are getting it within a yard every time, right? Yep. Even without a rangefinder. So just let the guy use the rangefinder. And it's equal playing field. Even if they said, look, I know that there's different rangefinders with slope and all this. Even if they said, hey, this is your tournament issued rangefinder for the week. Like the PGA Tour hands them to the guys on the first tee. Here's your rangefinder for the day. So everybody has the same. If that's what they're concerned about, fine. You know, I'm sure they could bring a sponsorship into that. Like you said, like, here's the official rangefinder of the PGA Tour, and everybody has the same one. Like, it could be done. It could be very easy. I was on 10 at the PGA at Oak Hill. Fowler hit a drive to the left, and he pulled out his rangefinder, right? And it looked kind of weird just because we don't normally see it on the PGA Tour, but because it was a PGA of America event, he was allowed to use it. So you're also on board.
Yeah, I'm on board. They already have, the rangefinders have slope, and you just disable it.
Yeah.
So slope, they can't use the slope function during the PGA, but they can use the rangefinder. There's just a disabling button on that. And
but Brian's right. You issue one, you get a sponsorship, it's good for everybody.
Yeah, they wouldn't issue one. Everybody would have their own brand because
it's another opportunity.
A player, I'm like, hey, you want to give me $100,000 to use your rangefinder? Because I'm using it on every shot, and your logo is going to be on it, and every time I'm on TV, be like my hat. You'll be seeing it every time. Okay. So, easy sell.
All right, final thing here, this segment here. We've got to talk about what John Daly did during his practice round this week.
Let's take it easy on my man, John.
So, one of the reporters, I guess, was following John during his practice round this week and noticed he was smoking pretty hard. So, he asked John... Cigarettes,
okay.
By the way. Let's be clear. Yes. Smoking cigarettes during the round. And he asked him, he's like, how many did you have? And he said during his practice round, he had 21 cigarettes and 12 Diet Cokes. So
they're Diet Cokes nowadays, though. Yes.
Is that even physically possible? Like, if
21 cigarettes in 4 hours, a pack of cigarettes?
21, and I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't. Is 21 cigarettes?
It's a pack.
And a 12 Diet Cokes? 12, I don't know. I mean, that, I don't know.
The 12 Diet, I smoked cigarettes for years. You could smoke a pack. It's still a lot of smoking.
Doesn't it feel like one more than one a hole just seems
a lot.
Unbelievable.
That's just chain smoking. My story, years ago when he had the white ceramic driver, he came to do a function at Berkeley where I was working off the 10th D. He had drivers for people. We brought him a case of Miller Lights, and a couple hours in, we had to bring another case out. And he didn't finish the second case, and we did have to put an ashtray on the 10th D also, which is kind of funny. Nice guy. I don't know how he drank 28 or 30 beers in a day, but he did.
And a really good player.
Yeah, he kept hitting good shots. Yeah. He's a character. He's gifted. Definitely gifted.
He is a very good golfer, for sure. Tom, thanks for having us here this morning. We appreciate it. Want to throw out the information again for everybody if they want to get info about My Golf Dojo.
Yeah, absolutely. You can visit us at mygolfdojo.com. We're here at 7350 Transit Road round back, but the signage is pretty good. And, you know, we're looking forward to having you back in August. And when you do, hopefully we have some good news for you about expanded access to Golf Dojo around Western New York.
Awesome. Looking forward to that. Great to hear. Great that the success is going your way. Good people, they have success. We always root for that. So thanks, Tom.
Thank you.
All right. Tom Coppola here, co-owner of My Golf Dojo here on Transit Road in Williamsville. All right. We will take a timeout here on Tee to Green. When we come back, Jeff and I will speak with PGA Pro Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges right down the street, right where that Whirly Golf Dome is. We'll have his thoughts here. We'll get our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week with Pat here. Coming up next as we broadcast live from My Golf Dojo, I'm Brian Colziel, along with PGA Pro Jeff Midas. Joe Cali is producing back in our Amherst studios. We appreciate you being with us here on another gorgeous Saturday morning as we get June rolling on here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
Golfers are becoming familiar with Western New York's premier indoor golf facility. At Golf Dojo, you have access to fully enclosed suites powered by TrackMan. We are conveniently located at 7350 Transit Road, Suite 3. We've created a comfortable and focused environment for any golfer to practice, play, and learn. Golf Dojo is open 7 days a week to the public and has a membership level that fits your game. Starting at $20 a month, all memberships include 24-hour access, club storage, and discounted bay hours. As well, we work with our friends at Custom Turf to develop a members-only, fully private suite. The time to join is today. Find out more and book a time now at mygolfdojo.com.
Custom Turf is Western New York's leading artificial turf provider. From indoor and outdoor putting greens to dog turf or playground and gym applications, Custom Turf can create beautiful, functional, and lasting spaces for you and your family to enjoy for years. We also install golf simulator systems so you can play and practice year-round on stunning reproductions of the world's best courses. With our 25-plus years of experience, if you can dream it, we can build it. For more information, call them at 716-945-0283 and check out their work at CustomTurf.com.
Kevin Sylvester here for Golf Buffalo. What is Golf Buffalo? It's a brand started by two Buffalo guys that love golf and our home city. The gear features one of three unique Buffalo-themed logos on quality partner products from local or small businesses. Golf Buffalo is about Buffalo and golf and Buffalo. To shop the gear, partner, or collaborate, visit golf-buffalo.com. Follow on Instagram at Golf Buffalo.
Conveniently located between Fredonia and Hamburg, Tri-County Country Club can be your home away from home this season. Located just 10 minutes from the Silver Creek exit and having been awarded 4 stars by Golf Digest, Tri-County has become a destination for members and guests alike. Come out to Tri-County and see why members and guests refer to us as a true hidden gem. With our rolling fairways, challenging greens, and superior conditions, it's easy to get lost in the beautiful natural scenery. In addition to a beautiful golf course, we have a full-service clubhouse, PGA-accredited staffing, junior programs, multiple practice facilities, member leagues and tournaments, along with welcoming members who love golf. Don't wait any longer. Become a member today and experience top-notch golf without the frills. Please give us a call at 716-965-2053 or visit tricountycountryclub.com for more information.
Hey, it's Kevin Sylvester here for Buffalo Orthotics. I have flat feet, and that leads to foot pain and plantar fasciitis flare-ups. Man, it hurts. But thanks to Buffalo Orthotics, pain no more. Buffalo Orthotics are custom-made cast orthotics that cost nearly half of what you pay at the podiatrist or retail store. And even better, their golf orthotics controls pronation during your swing, which allows for better use of ground forces and power. Those are the ones I have. Play pain-free golf this season, and do your feet a favor. Go to buffaloorthotics.com.
The Western New York Section PGA of America is ready to help you start your journey in the game of golf. The section, which includes Buffalo, Rochester, and Northwest Pennsylvania, is home to 275 PGA professionals and over 100 PGA-recognized golf facilities that have a collaborative mission of growing the game of golf in our region. Just look for the PGA badge at your local pro shop, and we can help you pick up a golf club for the first time, reach your goals of playing in college, finding a career in the golf industry, or even take up the sport in a team environment through PGA Junior League. PGA professionals are the experts in the game and the business of golf and are just waiting to share their expertise and love for the game with you. To find out more about the Western New York PGA, their charitable arm, PGA Reach Western New York, and how you can join their programs and tournaments, please visit WNYPGA.com, or you can join the conversation by following them on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at WNYPGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Listen up, golfers. It's time for our Tip of the Week, brought to you by the Western New York PGA. The Western New York PGA has one goal, promoting and growing the game of golf today, tomorrow, and beyond.
Welcome back, Tee to Green. We're just after 7:30. Thanks for being with us here. Brian Colziel, PGA Pro, Jeff Minas. Thanks to My Golf Dojo co-owner Tom Coppola for joining us last segment. Hey, if you missed anything Tom had to say about My Golf Dojo, we'll have the entire show up on our on-demand audio section at WGR550.com. We'll also tweet it out on our Tee to Green Twitter account at T2G Buffalo. And make sure you're following us on our social media accounts on Twitter and Instagram at T2G Buffalo. I've got some great content up there every single day. Evan Jordan, one of our Tee to Green contributors, was out at Tri-County a few weeks ago. We posted some videos there. He's going to be heading to more courses across Western New York to kind of give you some insight on what these courses look like. So make sure you check those out. And, of course, every day, our man Jeff Blank with his Blank's Bets, giving you your picks. He's had a pretty good week so far at the Memorial. He just posted this morning his picks for today.
Go check out that video he did here at the dojo with the water bottle on the golf ball and the difference it affect, how it affected the spin, a wet golf ball. It's pretty interesting.
Yeah. If you are into seeing numbers with golf,
data,
it is a really, really cool thing. So check out Jeff's work here on our Tee to Green social media handles. All right, you heard it's time for our Western New York PGA Tip of the Week. Why not bring in one of the best Western New York PGA pros, Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges, right down the road here. Pat, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Good morning, Pat. Good to hear your voice again. We spent some time together at the PGA. That was kind of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun there, hanging out with the big boys on the range, and seeing how they listening to the sound of the ball that coming off their club was quite different than what we hear all the time.
Just a little bit, yeah. It comes off with some speed.
Pat, whose swing did you see in person, maybe for the first time, that you were really impressed with? I know obviously they're all world class players, but anybody kind of jump out to you?
Yeah, I was kind of watching Scottie Scheffler hitting on the range, and we were kind of talking with some of the guys there. It's amazing how close these guys stand to the ball. You know, they really get their hip is really always stacked up on top of their ankles, and it helps them just pound the ball. It was amazing. And he's got some crazy footwork, but it works for him. You know, kind of shows everybody that you can develop your own swing. It doesn't have to be a cookie cutter thing, and you develop your own swing and you can play.
Yeah, the one thing you mentioned there is they stand close to the ball, but their hips are all cleared at impact, and we don't see that a lot probably with our lessons, do we? That's so if you take an amateur and he moves closer to the ball and he's not clearing his hips, it's going to be a bad day. So, those guys are really good athletes. Did you notice that in your daily lessons?
Yeah, I mean, that's like what I'm talking about, the hip on top. So what happens a lot of times, what we see is most times that people's butt are sticking out too far, and they end up extending their hips, so they end up getting closer to the ball at impact, and that creates a really steep impact and hitting fat, thin shots. So So what I've noticed with these guys, they're close to the ball, but they do create a lot of space in the backswing. They clear their right hip out of the way, and then their left hip gets out of the way on the follow-through. They do a great job of maintaining their posture and creating space through a hitting area, and that's why they hit it in the center of face all the time.
Yeah, pretty well explained there. That's basically the golf swing.
Yeah, yeah.
We just all want to do that.
Absolutely. Pat Phillips with us here from Pat Phillips with us from Woods to Wedges, the PGA Pro there. Pat, just a reminder to everybody, I know they may drive by the Whirly Dome and see that's down, but you guys are up and running in full swing, correct?
Yes, we've been up and running, and you know, it's been busy for us, really busy. So our coaching program is really taking off. We got a lot of people taking advantage of that, and the dome's going to go up again. I think they're shooting for August for it to go back up, and it'll be better than it was before. So we're looking forward to a good season, a good off season coming up. You know, the dome season starts when we start playing outside. So there'll be plenty of opportunity to get some good practice in over the winter too.
And you use TrackMan for your fittings and stuff like that, right?
Yes, we have two TrackMan studios, and we are working on trying to expand and put some more in there, because we need a couple more spaces in there to grow our program, and hopefully we're going to be doing that really soon.
So one of the things I wanted to talk about today is wedge fitting. People, I think they sometimes just go out and grab a wedge out of a basket or a bag somewhere and say, hey, I need a sand wedge. Oh, here's a sand wedge. I'll grab that. Talk to people a little bit about maybe the nuances of wedge fitting, maybe how the bounce angle works, the loft, maybe what different things you're going to look for when you're fitting someone for a wedge, because those are clubs you're going to use an awful lot. They're very important clubs.
And Pat, before you answer this too, just can you maybe even, before you even go to the details of what wedge is right for you, like, how do I even know what wedges I should have in my bag? Like, do I have to have a 60? Do I have to have a 52? Do I have to have... You know, even like how do I even know, first of all, before I even go in and then start to, you know, maybe start to look at some of the data of what might fit me right?
Yeah. There's one thing that we don't do wedge fittings at our place. The reason we don't do wedge fittings is because you really need to have some turf interaction when you're doing that, you know.
Good point.
Are some things, you know, you could hit off a live board. There's some, like, Payne came up with some tape. You could hit some live board. So it'll give you a good idea of, you know, if you need a wide bounce or a big bounce, a less bounce of a lot of that is really determined by how somebody is swinging. You know, if you're a digger, you know, if you're taking a big divot, you probably need a little more bounce. You know, and if you're a guy that doesn't take a big divot, you're a sweeper, then probably less bounce would be good for you. And I think, like, you look at the sand traps. What kind of bunkers are you playing in? Some courses have really firm sands, and like a big bounce would not be great in there, you know. And then if you have some sand that's a little bit fluffier, then a wider sole, a big bounce will help you not dig into the sand too much. So there is a lot of individuality in a wedge for somebody. And so it is tough to just pick one up off the shelf, because you look at all the different grinds that they have now, you know, because sometimes they'll have a little heel relief or toe relief, and all that stuff is designed for somebody to open up the club or, you know, use it in different ways. So it is something you need to kind of hit off of grass, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that. And
react.
Yeah, because the sound of the impact, you know, sometimes it's a little too juicy. Like, if you get fit by Mr. Vokey, he actually turns his back on you and just listens to the sound of the wedge. And I see a lot of people have, so they don't know what kind of wedge to get. They don't know what their pitching wedge loft is often. A lot of times our pitching wedges used to be 48 or 50 degrees. Now they're often 44 degrees. And then the next wedge someone has in their bag is a 56-degree wedge. And that's way too big of a gap. Typically, you want about 4 degrees between your wedges or all your clubs, especially. You're using those clubs. Those are your scoring clubs. You're going to use those more often than your 4, 5, 6 iron, because you're getting closer to the green. You're going to miss greens. There's a lot of things you can do. The other thing I like is just check your lie angles. I always bent my wedges 1 degree flat, 1 degree flatter than I should, than standard or whatever. Hitting them a little flat, I think, makes it a little easier on some of the shorter shots and softer shots. And I always hated pulling the golf ball with my wedges, because that's when the ball would get away from me. So I always bent them a little bit flat, which kind of affected that. It made it a little more difficult to pull. But if you're looking at your set and you don't know what your lofts are or what your wedges are, you could really help yourself by just adding a few wedges, trying to get them in 4-degree increments. You know, sometimes that sand wedge, you'd want a lot of bounce on it because you're going to use it from the bunker. And maybe your 60, you would have less bounce because you're going to use it from the fairway and stuff like that. And your 52 is an approach wedge, so it might be even a little bit different, you know. So look at that. You know, you can go online, find these wedge fitting modules and stuff like that that would educate you before you buy a wedge, and find out what the loft is on your pitching wedge before you go and get new wedges.
Yeah, that's a good point, because some of the modern clubs now are so strong lofted that they even have, like Callaway the Maverick, when they had a gap wedge and an approach wedge, so their pitching wedge was like 41 degrees, something like that. So we would always recommend too that you load up the bottom end of the club and lose the four iron if you have to or something. You know, you're always going to be better off with the clubs that you need around the green.
Pat, if someone wants to come in for a lesson or a fitting or just to check the place out, what are some of the information that people need to know about getting set up at Woods to Wedges?
Yeah, I mean we're booking a couple weeks out right now. So if you're looking to get in, give us a call 632-3021 and we'll get you set up for either a fitting, or if you're looking to get into a lesson or coaching program, that we can give you all the information that you need to get into that. So yeah.
Woods2WedgesBuffalo.com is the website, and if you've never walked in there, you should go in and check it out. They have the wall of the shafts and the clubs that are like it's beautiful on the eyes. Isn't
it's pretty
it,
cool. And I've been a golf pro for 35 years. No one's ever touched my clubs to bend them, fix them, other than Donna there. She's the best.
Well said.
She does.
Pat, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it. And we'll be talking to you in a few weeks from now. Thanks again.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You Bye. Too. All right. Pat Phillips, PGA Pro from Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome. Hey, I want to remind you here, our 7th annual Duster Putting Challenge registration is open. I'll tweet out the link during the break here on our Tee to Green social media handles. It is Friday, July 21st at Glen Oak, 6 p.m., and it benefits Western New York PGA Reach Foundation. A real fun night of putting. You don't even have to be a quote golfer to be in this. Just come, bring a putter, have fun,
or come and watch.
Yeah, big thanks to Moe's here in Western New York this year. Going to donate the dinner, so we'll have a nice little taco spread for the Duster Challenge. But a real fun night. We get music going. We got prizes. I'm sure maybe there might be a couple of PGA Oak Hill items that we'll have there.
There might be a few Michelob Ultras available for.
That's right. A great night though for PGA Reach, which tell everybody what that's about.
Again. Reach is the foundation that supports a lot of our programs in Western New York, some junior programs and the vet program mainly. We call it Hope, helping our Patriots everywhere. We just initiated a new one at Glen Oak on Wednesday. We had 20 new vets. We're teaching the game of golf, and it supports all those types of functions for our veterans and some junior golf and inclusion and diversity.
Good stuff. Again, I'll tweet out the link here if you want to sign up. Again, put that on your calendar. Friday, July 21st at Glen Oak. Just a $35 donation, and you're in. And an opportunity, if you think you're a great putter, show us. Western New York's best putter, we give you.
Is David Jones' son going to be there this
Cole
year?
Cole Jones will be there defending his title.
He's tough to beat.
He is. He was very good last year.
Good player.
Good setup over on the big putting green at Glen Oak. So yep. We're looking forward to that night. All right, we'll take a timeout here on Tee to Green. When we come back, of course, Kevin Sylvester, part of our Tee to Green team. He's working this week on PGA Tour Live on the ESPN Plus stream. Kevin is covering the Memorial. We'll see what's going on there with the headlines as they go into the weekend. Along with PGA Pro Jeff Mitis, I'm Brian Colziel. We are at the Golf Dojo on Transit Road in Williamsville. MyGolfDojo.com if you want more information. And we'll talk to Kevin next, live here on Tee to Green on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Worley Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club. Stay tuned. More Tee to Green is coming up.
The excitement at Pendleton Creek Golf Club in North Tonawanda has its members enjoying their experience in so many ways. Continuous improvements to the golf course, the facilities, and the Pendleton Creek Pub are just some of the exciting things that the friendly staff are working on to enhance the Pendleton Creek Golf Club experience. Pendleton Creek would love to host your next celebration in our one-of-a-kind Pendleton Creek Pub and patio, where our staff can make your party a day to remember. Showers, birthdays, anniversaries, or any celebration, Pendleton Creek can host them all. While the golf course is private, the pub is open for everyone. Come in for lunch, dinner, or indulge on our Sunday brunch and see what makes the pub and restaurant one of the most unique places in Western New York. For more information about the Pendleton Creek Golf Club, contact Director of Golf and Membership Don Schneider or Food and Beverage Director Jackie Dewart at 716-694-0366 or visit their website, pendletoncreek.com.
Hey everyone, I'm Niccolo Tempio, the owner of the Lynx Golf and Tap. I'm here to tell you about our brand new golf simulator, Bar and Lounge, that features three state-of-the-art TrackMan golf simulators. You can come play a round of 18 holes while enjoying all of our amenities at our full bar and kitchen. We promise to make your golf experience with us one of a kind. Book a tee time, book a lesson with one of our PGA pros, or book an event with us. We are located in Niagara Falls right next to the Rainbow Bridge, and you can find us on our website at thelinksgolfandtap.com. Come on down to the links and get your swings in.
Are you serious about improving your golf game? Your first stop should be Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome. Woods to Wedges and their fitting studio is Western New York's first dedicated club fitting center. The heart of Woods to Wedges fitting studio is the TrackMan Pro Launch Monitor. Based upon Doppler radar technology, TrackMan is the most sophisticated piece of golf fitting equipment ever designed and is used by over 150 PGA Tour players. And be sure to check out Woods to Wedges with their new expanded hitting studios, fitting centers, and SAB putt lamp setter. Their new studios can be utilized for fittings as well as lessons too. Their expanded selection will also give you the confidence to know that you'll get the very best in club selection that'll be custom fit for your game. So if you want to improve your game, get custom fit with the same technology that the pros use. Play the game with the clubs that are precisely fit to your swing. Call now and book your fitting at Woods to Wedges, 632-3021. Check out more online, woodstowedgesbuffalo.com. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, custom fit for your game.
Good morning, golfers. Are you ready for another amazing golf season? At Glen Oak Golf Club, we're excited to host you, your friends and family for an unforgettable golf experience. Whether you're a seasoned golfer or just starting out, our PGA professionals are here to make you better and to make this golf season the best one yet. Come and enjoy our legendary Robert Trent Jones Sr. designed layout. We can't wait to see you at Glen Oak making birdies and lifelong memories together again this season. Visit glenoak.com today to reserve your spot at Western New York's most played golf course.
History will be made this summer at the Porter Cup. For the first time in its 64 years, the Porter Cup will be a combined men's and women's event. Niagara Falls Country Club in Lewiston will once again host this great annual amateur golf event from Wednesday, July 12th through Saturday, July 15th. The tournament has been home to golf greats like Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Justin Thomas, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and Brooke Henderson. Spectators are welcome and the event is free to attend. For more information on this year's tournament, including qualifying information, visit PorterCup.com and follow them on social media at PorterCup. And for more information on Niagara Falls Country Club, go online at NiagaraFallsCC.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Time now for our Champions Tour Report, brought to you by Donald Ross Clothing, the world's finest golf apparel.
And this week, we have the Principal Charity Classic at the Wakanda Golf Course. It is a $2 million purse. In first place, listen to these names, Steve Stricker. In second, Rod Pampling, Stephen Ames, and Jerry Kelly. And tied for fifth is Tim Herring. Remember him?
I do. Remember Stricker, of course, coming off of the playoff win. He beat Harrington last week in the senior PGA Championship. So Stricker playing very well.
I wonder if his daughter's on the bag again this week.
She was last week.
One for one.
I know.
Yes.
LPGA leaderboard now brought to you by Puma Golf. And this week, they're at the Mizuho Americas Open in Jersey City, New Jersey. Minji Lee and Cheyenne Knight tied for the lead, 7-under par heading into the weekend. Lydia Ko, solo third right now at -6, one shot back. A large group of players at -5, including Rose Zhang and Canadian Brooke Henderson.
And a shame about Nelly Korda. She's going to miss a bunch of time with a back injury. She's been fighting it for a while. It's been affecting her play. So she's
your favorite player to watch.
She is. Yeah. One of my favorite swings, one of my favorite players to watch. Yeah.
All right, let's get to our PGA Tour leaderboard now, brought to you by Callaway Chrome Soft. This ball is different. And the first tee of Western New York. For more information on the first tee of Western New York, go to firsttwesternny.org. And for the PGA Tour leaderboard, we bring in Kevin Sylvester, who, of course, part of our Tee to Green team, on the air this week on PGA Tour Live and ESPN Plus on the stream. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. I'm going to answer Steve Stricker's question for you. His wife is actually caddying this week.
Thank you for the information.
So you've been. He might want his daughter back in the bag. I don't know.
See how he performs. He's still playing well.
Still playing well. And by the way, you mentioned Tim Herron. You remember his nickname, Jeff?
Lumpy.
Lumpy, yes.
Lumpy. Actually, I changed it to Grumpy because he liked to yell at the announcers in the golf course a few times. Anyhow.
You're in between him and a pizza or something, right? Yeah.
All right, Kev. Well, Memorial Tournament this week. Jack Nicklaus, the host. We know, you know, for those that watch the PGA Tour regularly, this is one of, I guess you'd say, the bigger non-major events. It's elevated, so you've got all the big names there. Let's talk about maybe some of the headlines, including at the top here. Justin Suh is our leader right now. He's got a one-shot lead over Hideki Matsuyama. What do you make of the top of the leaderboard so far?
You know, it's interesting. I'm working with Matt Every this week on PGA Tour Live, and we were talking on day one, do you have any long shot picks? And I said, Justin Suh is my long shot pick this week. And he's like, really?
Very nice.
Yeah, right. So far, so good. But it's 36 holes. But, I think this golf course fits his game. It's a hard golf course. You know, he performs well on difficult golf courses. I think back to the Honda Classic back in late February when he was a 36-hole leader there. Didn't get it done. Chris Kirk ended up winning that event. And he's got a chance here to play with Hideki Matsuyama in this third round today, who shot an incredible 7-under 65 yesterday. So I shot 6-under. You know, the conditions were a little more receptive yesterday early on. That's when Matsuyama went out and played. So I think it was even more impressive what Justin Suh did because he had a little later tee time in the day. The winds picked up. The course became much firmer and difficult to hold. And, you know, it's despite the drought they've had in Ohio and, you know, frankly, we're experiencing in Western New York, they've got that course in incredible condition.
Mr. Nicklaus had a few comments about some of the LIV players. Has that been a topic of discussion there this week, or is that just it's not news anymore? You understand my question?
Yes. I think it's just kind of like, you know what, they're off doing their thing. Right. I think that to me is what Jack Nicklaus kind of said, like, you know, I don't even consider him anymore. You know, they're not part of our tour. So go do your thing and, you know, live life. Right. I think that's basically how he was certainly putting it there. But, you know, again, I think, you know, Jack's like a lot of there's this fracture right now in golf. Although I think when you see players like Justin's now he's performing here. You know, David Lipsky is playing well, contending. Like there are plenty of players who are outstanding that we're getting to know more because there's a little more room for them.
Yeah, and the big names, of course, are producing. Kev, I mean, there's a handful of them in the top 12 here. Cantlay is tied for third. McIlroy and Rahm and Fowler are all tied for seventh. Spieth tied for 12th. So there is star power there. Can I just get your thoughts on Ricky Fowler? He's had a really pretty, a really pretty good year here so far. I know he hasn't won, but man, he is so easy to root for. Like he's on the cusp here of maybe getting that win that obviously has been eluding him for a while.
Yeah, let's talk about Ricky Fowler. It would be a extremely popular win on tour. You know, I see guys hang around. Well, I think everybody hang around to congratulate him for winning. Yeah, someone who fell out of the top 50, you know, lost his game. It wasn't just putting. Like, putting was the number one thing that went away, and he changed the putter to that, you know, kind of counterbalanced a little wider grip, longer putter, and it's paid dividends, right? I mean, it's the old saying, drive for show, putt for dough. I mean, that's true all the way around. And it's really turned things around. But he went back to Butch Harmon.
That's what I was going to ask. I think that's a big factor.
Some old, you know, let's go back to where you had your most success, right? And let's go with that. And that certainly worked out. But, you know, you've got to putt well on the PGA Tour. Look at Scottie Scheffler, okay? Scottie Scheffler coming into the week, 114 in strokes gained putting. This is the number one player in the world who, if you want to rank him in putting, not good.
He was mediocre.
Exactly. He would have won the PGA Championship. No doubt in my mind, he would have won the PGA Championship. No one talks about that. Scottie Scheffler's round on Saturday when he shot four over. Scottie Scheffler just plays a normal round of golf. He wins by two on Sunday. But that's the game of golf. And we had him in our feature group coverage on PGA Tour Live and the last 2 days, and you can see he is fighting it. I mean, it just and getting angry on some putts that are just don't even have a chance. He even went through a putter fitting. And Scotty Cameron folks out there stuck with his usual gamer, but we'll see how long that stays in the bag because something's got to change for him.
Yeah. Kev, how can people listen to you this weekend?
So I am with Matt everywhere on streams 1 and 4, rotating between those two on ESPN Plus, the PGA Tour live coverage. And my first ship on stream 1 will be at 9:30 a.m. this morning.
All right. Well, you've got to get yourself ready for that. So appreciate you coming on, Kev. Yeah, I listen to you.
Right. I have to shower and shave. It's TV. So I know.
Kev, we're playing golf later. You're missing out.
Oh, beautiful day. Playing at the dojo, or are you going to play real golf?
No, we're going to Lockport. We're going to Lockport to let it rip today.
Yeah. Oh, very nice. I love that place. It's great. Enjoy it.
Thanks, Kev.
We'll miss you.
have a great broadcast. All right, see ya. All right, Kevin Sylvester, of course, from Tee to Green. As you said, you can listen to him on PGA Tour Live or ESPN Plus here going into the weekend. Hey, Val, before we go here from Golf Dojo, big congrats to our winners from the month of May in our Tee to Green Fantasy League. Stephen Kendall finished in first, and he gets a stay-and-play VIP package from our friends at Batavia Downs Gaming Casino and Hotel. He gets a free night in their hotel, dinner at one of their casino restaurants, and then free play money out on the floor. So congrats to Stephen Kendall. And James Scott, he gets the second place prize for the month of May. He gets golf and a cart for him and a guest at Glen Oak Golf Club in Amherst. So thanks to Batavia Downs Gaming and Glen Oak for the donations for our prizes. Everybody's tied for first right now because it's June. It resets. That's the beauty of our fantasy league. Every month, you're back in it for a chance to win. Everybody's tied for first. I took Patrick Cantlay this week, and he's right there. He's tied for third.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
Doesn't
pick
do me much well since I'm ineligible to win. But it's the bragging rights is definitely the most important part of this thing for me. So
yeah, it's a fun of nice prizes, by the way. Yeah, yes. That's a nice hotel.
I agree. We've stayed in it a couple times. That's right, it's nice. So congrats to our fantasy winners, and again, thanks to Batavia Downs Gaming and Glen Oak for those. Big thanks to everybody here at My Golf Dojo, including the co-owner Tom Coppola, who joined us earlier. If you want information about booking times, it's open to anybody, or membership information, or bringing in a party, or your own group of guys, all that info, you can find it at mygolfdojo.com, or you can pop in, say hello to our PGA Pro, Jeff Mitas, the PGA Pro here as well. If you want to talk to Jeff about lessons or anything else that's going on here at Golf Dojo, you can pop in and say hello to him as well. Thanks to our other guests, Pat Phillips from Woods to Wedges, of course, Kevin Sylvester, who just joined us here on Tee to Green, and that puts a wrap on our show for this week. Thanks to Joe Calley for producing back in our Amherst studios. Jeff, have a good weekend. We're going to tee it up soon, so looking forward to seeing you out here in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun either way.
I agree.
Yep.
All right, let's hit them well. For PGA Pro Jeff Mitas, I'm Brian Colziel. Thanks for listening. Tee to Green every Saturday morning at 7 o'clock right here on WGR.
You're listening to Tee to Green, presented by the Western New York PGA. Woods to Wedges inside the Whirly Golf Dome, Custom Turf, Michelob Ultra, and by our home clubs, Pendleton Creek Golf Club and Lancaster Country Club.
Have you ever wanted to join a country club? Playing golf on a meticulously groomed course is an experience you won't be able to compare. Plus, it's more than just top-notch golf. It's also casual and fine dining, swimming, and socializing. It's been called Western New York's best-kept secret. It's Lockport Town and Country Club. And right now, you can come and enjoy one of the best 18-hole golf experiences while embracing one of the most unique layouts in all of Western New York. For more information or to schedule a tour, call 433-5969. One round at Lockport Town and Country Club will make you a fan for life. Lockport Town and Country Club, 717 East Avenue in Lockport.
The pros at Blue Tusk Tech provide outstanding five-star customer service while saving you up to 60% on pro-certified pre-owned Apple products. iPhone devices start at $149. iPad tablets start at $199. Mac computers start at just $349. 1 year, like-new warranty included. 0% financing available. Blue Tusk Tech is now an official retailer of Yolo Live professional multi-camera live streaming and switching tools. Check out their new vlog bar with all the influencer tech you need. Stop into Blue Tusk Tech today at 3929 Southwestern Boulevard, Orchard Park, behind Taffy's near Moe's.
The Miller Tennis Center in Williamsville is the premier year-round tennis club in the Buffalo area. Regardless of your age or skill level, the Miller Tennis Center has a program for you. Under local ownership, Todd and Debbie Miller have been passionate about providing an enjoyable tennis experience, all while partaking in the benefits of playing and practicing at an outstanding facility. The Miller Tennis Center's professional staff is the best in the area, winning many national and international awards for their service and certifications. For more information on their programs, junior tennis, or membership details, stop into the Miller Tennis Center at 5959 Sheridan Drive in Williamsville or visit their website, millertenniscenter.com.
Are you interested in really improving your game, or do you finally want to learn to play the great game of golf? The best way to achieve these goals is with quality, personalized, professional, private instruction. From PGA Class A certified professional with over 25 years of experience coaching players of all skill levels. Enjoy the private bays and TrackMan experience at the Golf Dojo and make your game better with a lesson. Contact PGA Director of Golf Jeff Midas at jeff@mygolfdojo.com. Play better, have more fun.
I'm Paul Peck, voice of the UB Bulls and head of sports development at VSP Graphic Group. We're a full-service vinyl graphics design and installation company right here in Western New York. At VSP, we specialize in helping local schools, colleges, and businesses enhance their brand with interior and exterior displays, signs, and vehicle wraps. Our newest project, the Tita Green Studios. VSPGraphicGroup.com. Look bigger, look better.
How many times do you see this question on social media? Does anyone know a good plumber? Yes, I do. It's PCS. PCS Plumbing and Heating is your full-service source for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and excavation services. You can rely on PCS to provide the best service possible, which is why they carry Trane brand HVAC equipment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call today for a free estimate at 716-822-4302 or go to the website at pcsplumbing.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.